After a tough loss like this, you know, the effort and emotion I think was there for you guys tonight, but maybe the execution.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, anytime you give up seven goals, we got to look within. We got to dig deeper and commit to being a better, sound team. I mean, we give up seven, but it's not necessarily all on defense's own. It's executing on the way up, with the turning pucks over, not committing to playing with it even behind. Behind their guys putting it in and things like that. So it's not necessarily the goal-scoring chance that they got. It's maybe something that happened 10 seconds earlier that got us out there that we couldn't get a change or someone got stuck out there. So we have to be committed to playing a better team game. You know, we can't just have our goalies bail us out like we were earlier in the year, and we're paying for it now. We have to become a better group, a better 60-minute team, and something that's going to take some work.
No team is perfect. You won 9 of 10 going into this game, but are you kind of surprised at the defensive issues tonight after practicing so much the last couple of weeks and how much time you guys had?
I mean, don't let those guys fool you. They went in and beat a Florida team that's been pressing, one of the best teams in the league, and they're looking for a playoff spot. We knew they were going to be a tough, opportunistic team. We didn't come out and try to out-compete them. We tried to outplay them, and you know, teams like that, they're going to have their chances. They got good players. It's we, you know, threw almost 45 shots at their goalie, and he played well. So it's something that we have to look within ourselves and get better defensively, get better as a team, trying to push that other team to the brink of making mistakes and not our team breaking to make mistakes.
With Boston coming in on Saturday night, do you try and put this behind you and look ahead to that, or what do you?
Yeah, I mean, Boston's been a team that's really been rolling. We can't change what just happened. We can, you know, hopefully we learn from it and we try to get better and execute better. We'll have to come, you know, play one of our best games in about 2 months to take a team like Boston on, but that's something we have to look forward to, the challenge. That's what's fun about this part of the season, and preparing yourself for playoffs is playing against the best teams. If we don't go out there and put our best foot forward, we're, you know, not probably going to last too long in playoffs. We have to go out there and show that we're willing to be one of the best teams, and it takes hard work, it takes blocking shots, and it takes being committed as a team.
From your perspective, what's been the issue on the penalty kill, especially recently? I mean, I know that's something you want to fix up before the playoffs, too.
I mean, yeah, there's lots of areas. It's just getting the job done. It doesn't matter how it happens or why it happens. You go through stretches where, you know, you got a lot of blocks and the puck goes into the corner. And for whatever reason lately, we're just not working hard enough to get the bounces to help our way. If they go the other way, that's something that we have to be more committed to doing everything we can. I get to outwork that power play and make it tough for them to put pucks to their net. Yeah, it's mind-boggling sometimes how it works and how it doesn't, but we still have to get better. We have to go out there and execute and try to outwork the other team.
Great, thanks, guys.
Thank you.